Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio broadcast. Today is Thursday, October 20th, 2022. I remember a few years ago, a situation took place here in the United States, and it's well documented the reaction of many citizens to this event. It was at a time when racial tensions were very high, very intense, and a lot of African-American football athletes were really outraged at what was going on in their country. And it was during this time of the football season, with the playing of the national anthem, that many black and white football players refused to stand with their hand over their heart during the playing of the national anthem. And in protest, they kneeled instead of stand. Well, this caused an uproar of offense among many, many people, especially veterans who had gone out and fought bravely to secure the freedoms of every citizen in the world, especially the United States. And during the national anthem, that's a solemn time of remembering our freedoms and the greatness of our nation. Well, but these athletes, because of the racial tension, they weren't very happy with their country. And so instead of remaining standing with their hand over their heart, they instead took a knee. Well, I remember, along with many others, that I was greatly offended by that. But, and here's the key to all of this, even though it was improper to do that at that time, these athletes had a right to protest. Under the Constitution of the United States, under the Bill of Rights, they had every right to say, look, I'm going to protest. And really, we had to stand back and say, look, we don't agree with this, but we agree with your right as a member of the United States, as a citizen, under the Constitution, you have that right to protest. In contrast, a young 15-year-old Iranian girl decided that she wasn't going to sing the song that morning, which would give honor and loyalty to the supreme leader of Iran. Azra Panahi, like many other young girls, were outraged at the death, at the killing of 22-year-old Kurdish Mahsa Amini. Iran had erupted in a protest over this death of this young girl simply because she was wearing her hijab improperly. And that morning, Azra, along with many other schoolgirls, refused to sing. However, the consequences in the case of Azra were deadly. Unlike you and me, unlike the football athletes who decided to take a knee, and we stood by offended, but we said they had that right, Azra and these schoolgirls didn't have the right. Under the theocratic kingdom of the Islamic Republic of Iran, this Iranian schoolgirl was beaten to death for refusing to sing the pro-regime anthem. Azra Panahi was a student at the Shahed Girls High School in Ardabil. And on October 13th, when security forces went into that school and demanded these girls sing this anthem that praises Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, they refused. And immediately, security forces began beating the pupils. A number of girls were rushed to the hospital. Others were arrested. Azra didn't survive. She died in the hospital of those injuries sustained at the school for refusing to sing. Now, Iranian officials immediately denied that its security forces were even responsible. And after her death, of course, sparked the outrage across the country, a man identified as her uncle appeared on state TV channels claiming she had died from a congenital heart condition. Again, let me explain to you something. Family members are told to shut up and be quiet, and they are made to go on state TV and say the official story that the security forces want them to say. And like Mahsa Amini, this young 15-year-old girl died of a heart problem? 15 years old? Of course it's a lie. But what has happened in Iran is schoolgirls have emerged as a powerful force. And this happened when there was videos that went viral of classrooms of pupils waving their hijabs in the air, taking down pictures of Iran's supreme leaders, and shouting anti-regime slogans in support of Mahsa Amini. If this would have happened here, there may be some people that would have been offended, but these schoolgirls living here would have had every right to take down pictures of President Biden, President Trump, whoever, and refuse to sing. They would have had that right. They were protected by our Constitution. But this 15-year-old girl said to these security forces, "I don't want to sing this song. I don't believe in this song." And immediately, she was murdered on the spot. Now, in a statement posted a few days later, Iran's teachers' unions condemned the brutal and inhumane raids and called for the resignation of the Minister of Education, Youssef Nouri. Azra Panahi's death, like Mahsa Amini's death, like Mika Shakarami's death, like Hadas Najafi's death, like many other deaths, Serena Amelizadeh's death, mobilized schoolgirls across the country, and they rose up in anger. Now, among those touched by this was a girl named Nazanin. She's 16 years old, but her parents had kept her at home for fear that she would be arrested for protesting at school. And she says, "I haven't been allowed to go to school because my parents fear for my life." But what has it changed? The regime continues to kill, to arrest schoolgirls, Nazanin says. "What good am I if I simply sit outraged at home. Myself and fellow students across Iran have decided to stand in protest on the streets this week. I'll do it even if I now have to hide it from my parents. Do you hear this? This is a 16-year-old girl. She is unafraid and unshaken by the death of a fellow classmate. She has decided that it is her duty. What courage. Another one was 19-year-old Nurgis. She also joined the protest and was hit by rubber bullets in her back and legs. She says Panahi's death has motivated her and her friends to continue the protest despite the danger. She says what happened to Azra, as well as the death of two other schoolgirls, 17-year-old Nika Shakarami, 16-year-old Serena Azmazeda, both at the hands of Iran security forces, has united young people across Iran under a common cause. I don't have a single relative in Ardabil, but with this brutal crackdown on our sisters, she says, who were just 16 years of age, they have awakened a whole nation. We never knew we were so united. The world has heard about Nika, Serena, and Azra, but there are so many other nameless children who we know nothing about. Now, since this story broke just about 18 hours ago at this same school, security forces weren't done, apparently. They returned. 80 schoolgirls have been taken to hospitals nearby in 11 ambulances, and another young girl has been beaten about the head and is now comatose. This is just unacceptable. This is absolutely, I condemn this in the strongest terms. This government has to be held responsible. This is outrageous. These are young, innocent schoolgirls who, like the athletes in my country, simply want to say, no, we don't agree with what's going on in our country, and we're not going to sing this song. We're not going to salute the flag this morning. And we may be really offended by that, but they would have an absolute right if these schoolgirls lived here. This is the saddest thing I've ever had to report on. It makes me angry. I am broken. I join every one of these schoolgirls, every one of these parents, in mourning and standing up for the right of these children. In fact, Azra's brother, it's reported, attempted to take his life. Some reports I've received says he did commit suicide. There is another independent report that says he's still alive in the hospital. But this has devastated families all over Iran. And I hear so much from the administration, the current administration, the Biden administration, that he is gravely concerned about the plight of Iranian schoolgirls being attacked and killed by Iran's authoritarian regime. Well, if that's true, then the best way to help these schoolgirls, Joe Biden, would be to abandon your ill-considered attempt to broker a new nuclear deal with Tehran. If you really mean what you say, then stop this. The death toll is over 288 now, and many of the fatalities in Iran, according to some reports, say children as young as 11 years old have been murdered. But President Biden's response really is nothing more than a token gesture. Rather than holding the Iranian regime to account for its atrocious conduct, President Biden's priority remains to secure another flawed nuclear deal with Tehran, one that would result in enabling Iran to have nuclear weapons with no prohibition on the missiles to deliver them, as well as the lifting of punitive economic sanctions, trillions of dollars like Obama, which would indeed funnel and export the revolution and empower more terrorist groups. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is designated by the U.S. as a foreign terrorist organization, together with all the other instruments of state-sponsored oppression in Iran, and they would be receiving funding dollars once the sanctions are lifted. And again, that would enable them to further develop their hostile activities. What has Iran done but do this all over the world? They've already destroyed four Arab countries in addition to its own, Lebanon, Yemen, Syria, Iraq. And yet the Biden administration's interest says just their determination on this issue. We'll distance ourselves from Saudi Arabia to reach any kind of agreement on oil production. It would anger them. The Saudis would be very afraid if Iran developed nuclear weapons, as well as Israel. They would be on high alert. Again, this would be the most disastrous foreign policy. But again, Biden has a track record. He knows nothing about foreign policies. Iran is now supplying Russia with hundreds of kamikaze drones and lethal missiles, which Russia is using to target civilians and destroy Ukraine. All while Biden has been relying on Russia to negotiate the Iran nuclear deal on America's behalf. This is not going to make the world a safer place, Mr. Biden. This pro-Iran stance is merely fanning the flames of even greater global instability. If you're so gravely concerned about the plight of Iranian schoolgirls being attacked and killed by Iran's authoritarian regime, then give up this ridiculous, ill-considered attempt to broker a new nuclear deal with Tehran. But again, remember back in 2009, under the Obama administration, there was a great indifference by President Obama to the Green Movement, who were out on the streets protesting what they believed was a rigged election, reinstituting Ahmadinejad as president. And the White House kept its distance. Even though they have imposed sanctions, this is not the answer. As I sit here thinking about our country and the direction it's headed in with wokeism, socialism, and every other ism, I am, like you, very concerned about our human rights being taken away from us. We are being challenged every day by this philosophy. This administration, this country is headed in the wrong direction. And many of my own Iranian-American friends, when they see how social media, how big tech is shutting down the voices of Americans, they are concerned that what is happening here is what they saw and witnessed and their families witnessed before the 1979 Iranian Revolution. They are so concerned. President Biden, you need to hold this regime accountable for this deadly, atrocious conduct. You need to stop thinking about some deal that will enhance your resume, if you will, that will leave you with some kind of legacy. We need to stop doing business with this country. We need to condemn their activities. We need to support the people of Iran with not just our voices, but with our conduct, not just say we're gravely concerned, but do something that is going to put an end to this government's treatment of its own people. And the only way we can do that is to listen to what the people of Iran are saying when they chant woman, life, and freedom. we need to say we not only support you and condemn these attacks and condemn these unjust deaths of school children, but we're going to do something to make sure it doesn't happen ever again. Now, the Iranian people don't need our help necessarily in overthrowing this government. They can do it, but they need our support. And this morning, as I think of the future and what it may have been for Asra Panahi, beautiful young 15-year-old child, no doubt she struggled living in this country. No doubt she wanted to have the freedom that she probably saw as she perused the internet and she listened to the music and watched the stories and the things happening in my country, and she thought, maybe one day I can go there. You know what, though? Asra said, no, I want to do that, but I'm going to stand here and I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight for my human rights and my dignity. And she said, you know what? Mahsa Amini, I never met her. I never knew her personally, but she is my sister, and I'm going to stand for her. And the security forces came into that schoolroom and demanded, you will sing this song. And Asra, like the football players in my country, said, no, I refuse to sing. And she paid for it with her life. Today, I honor the life of Asra and every young schoolgirl that said no. And I say to the people of Iran that are suffering, there is a day of accountability coming. There is a day when the very God of the universe will wipe the tears from our eyes. There will be no more suffering and no more pain. I want you to hear this beautiful anthem of worship from Phil Wickham, Hymn of Heaven, dedicated to Asra.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the street, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. A thousand generations Sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations.
Worship anthem based on Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, where God says he will wipe away all our tears. There is a day. I want you to remember in your thoughts and prayers the families, the friends, the victims of these beatings in Iran. Let their voices be heard everywhere you go. These young schoolgirls are being targeted. And it is egregious and unacceptable. And they shall be held accountable for what they do. I think of the mercy and the compassion of Jesus, the way he treated women and children. And then I see the way that in the name of religion these girls are treated. It breaks me. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Cross in the Desert. I want you to have a great weekend. Stay safe. I will see you again on Monday at 9:30 a.m. for the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. God bless every one of you. Forgot my Bible teaching. How did I do that? Sorry, Lord. It'll get on the. It's going to be on the podcast, though. So.